conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
That is Billy Joel. Special intro, musically and audibly. You got our voice guys to introduce Angela Box, conservative flamethrower. Hello, Ange!
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I am well. I am well. I was gonna sneak on that charter jet that the double bagger Texas Democrats are on to as they shirk their duties to go hang out with the leftists in D.C., but I missed the flight.
Oh, that's okay, because it looks like the local TV stations will not be allowed to show you. They're all maskless. What a fail. What a fail for baby-killing, Jew-hating Democrats, Angela Box, that all of these fabicities, these miserable women, are flying without masks while real Americans are forced to. Bang!
Well,
horrible,
you know, it is funny. I mean, because their propaganda, they do their propaganda when the cameras are on, and they keep telling us, you know, we must get the jab, and they're going to send T-Paw stormtroopers. And it is funny what they do behind closed doors. It tells you everything. When the cameras are off, they act normal. When the cameras are on, it's full-on propaganda. But, you know, not only baby-killing and Jew-hating Democrats, but cheaters. And fraudsters who know they cannot win unless they cheat. So that's why they're walking out of the special session. I think Governor Abbott should say, you know, screw them. We're gonna pass it without you. I don't know if that can be done, but it needs to be.
I don't know if Speaker Phelan will obviously get rid of them, off, get them immediately off their committee assignments immediately. What a fail. And then are they finding it? We accidentally went live to the Jew-hating, God-hating, Bible-burning Democrats who hate the unborn, and picked up the feed of one of the state reps saying he wants his voting device on his desk turned off while he's out because he doesn't want somebody voting for him. I was like, oh, my God, you did not just say that. That is voter integrity right there. So we're going back right now. Are you picking up from who? I don't know. The Washington Post? All right, whatever. They're working on it right now. Because they're going to get rid of it. Here's a Democrat saying he doesn't want his voting device on his desk.
Yeah.
While he's not there.
So let me get this straight. He doesn't want fraud when it involves his vote, but he has no problem with Democrats putting Zuckerbuck drop boxes all over Houston and Dallas and, you know, San Antonio and other blue counties. He has no problem with that. These people, look, Phelan is a joke. Total disappointment. We've got to get some strong people in there to just, yes. And I, you know, you mentioned removing their committees from these people. I know someone who works for a state senator, one of the good ones, by the way. And he said, you know, Austin is a really weird place because it's very collegiate and they all get along. And so the Republicans, you know, again, they don't act like Democrats. They give them their committee assignments. It's like, no. Republicans are in charge. They should have no committee chairmen that are Democrats, period. Like, enough of
this. They never should have, ever. And Democrats never welcome Republicans who stand for the Lord and stand for American exceptionalism. If I cut in your segment, I'll give you another segment. They're pulling up the feed. So it's live?
Este grupo de legisladores que representa la legislatura y no lo ha hecho. Así que al inicio,
it's one of
poisoned by a governor who defunded the legislative branch in violation of both our state constitution, which has very specific language about separation of powers, and also
they're sending me the feed. So we're going to do
Catholics and Protestants. Anybody in the state?
All right, sorry. Well, I guess we're not.
Easier to vote and harder to cheat in the state of Texas, but that is not what we saw. Even
they'll pick it up for me. This guy's going to go down in flames because the minute CNN gets a Democrat who fled the state going, I want my voting device on my desk turned off because I'm not there. That's voter integrity. they're going to demand he resign. All right, let me get back to you, Angela Buck.
Well, I mean, the Democrats, you know, they're consistent in their corruption. It's rules for thee, not for me. It's all of it. And, you know, the Republicans, Trump is showing people how to fight. And this is my philosophy. I've never cared what anyone thinks about me. I do not care. At this point, we need to tell these people to screw off. This is, like I mentioned many times, we are at war with these people. They've been at war with us a long time. It's time the Republicans get in the game. It's time to start fighting fire with fire. Stop, mollycoddling these people or trying to get along with them. No, they want to destroy this country. They want to destroy us. It is time to fight like they fight. Do what Trump does. Just what would Trump do? Y'all do that, okay? That's what the Texas Republicans need to do.
Angela Box, I sense a shirt and a rubber bracelet. What would Trump do?
Yeah,
WWTV.
You know what? Honestly, there you go. Whoever wants to make them, I would buy one of those, honestly, because that is what the Republican Party needs to do. WWTD. Yes. What would Trump do? Do that.
And then, I love that. And then, Angela Box, I know the local stations will be ordered not to run it, but once again, going back to the face mask thing on an airplane, anybody who's ever flown knows how horrible it is. There was like some male stewardess on a flight that Denise and I took. And this male stewardess was just miserable because, I guess, couldn't get a date. And he was like, put on your mask. Of course, my wife videos him eating with his mask off while he went around the cubbyhole because we were in first. Everyone's forced to wear a mask, and now the Democrat's not wearing a mask. Wow.
Yeah, but you know the poor lady or the poor stewardess who had to serve the double baggers, she had to wear a mask, because FAA regulations. I literally cannot stand these people. I give them no quarter. I don't want to be associated with them. It's game on, you freaks. Game on. I'm done with you.
Angela Box, did you catch our great president, real president, Donald Trump at CPAC last weekend?
It was fantastic. And I just keep reminding these filthy leftists that, Trump's been proven right a lot. And the propaganda you spew is only going to work for so long because the truth will come out. And when he says, I wonder what else I'll be proven right about, perhaps the election. It's like, y'all better buckle up. This is going to be exposed. He was wonderful. I thought the speech was really good. I like how he acknowledges certain people and, gives props. And he said, I'm never going to abandon you just like you've never abandoned me. And that tells me that this man ain't going no place. Sorry, filthy leftist.
I love it. Our great friend Angela Box, conservative commentator. Do me a favor. Go to the break so I can get more time with her because I hate into her segment. I was going to do two breaks with you. I know. I'm a giver, not a taker.
You just like it that I monologue, and it's easy.
Actually, I never heard a thing. I went outside for a cigarette. But anyway,
and he doesn't smoke.
The minute she started talking, I was driven to smoking.
I don't blame you.
Angela Box next, AM 1070 The Internet.